Well, this morning we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2022 at Cam High School. We have four students with us today, and we're going to start with...
My name is Paige Jensen.
And introduce us to your family.
So my parents are Ryan and Eva Jensen, and I have a younger sister, Jenna, and she goes to Atlantic.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed some of the hands-on classes. For sure, digital media that Mrs. Miller offers. And then my ag classes. I'm going into an ag major in college, so those have been important. I just like the hands-on that it offers, I guess. And my college classes, too, since those will transfer for college credit next year.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
That's a really good question. I've been involved so much throughout high school. Definitely like big organizations like FFA, speech and debate, National Honor Society, cheerleading, band, digital media, all that stuff.
What's your favorite?
Definitely FFA. It's helped me so much. Well, like I just said, yeah, it helps me so much. But the different opportunities, I guess, I've gotten with it and the different experiences and just the whole atmosphere of it. I love it.
Okay. You like a less structured classroom environment sometimes?
Yeah, kind of.
Because that's what you get with FFA, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be here in the fall?
So this fall, I'm going to Maryville, Missouri, to Northwest Missouri State University, and I'm majoring in ag media and minoring in ag communications.
Okay. Why Northwest?
Northwest is the college that I chose because, number one, ag media is a brand new program down there, and that's specifically what I wanted. And just all the different things that they offer, like in-state tuition and all the different things that are, I guess, incorporated into my payment at the end of the year. And just the small town atmosphere and the faculty there is extremely nice.
Okay, very good. So how do you want to use that degree later on in life?
I'm not exactly sure like a specific job that I want to do, but just somewhere where I can like promote the agriculture industry on the daily is just something I'm super passionate about.
All right. Very good. Well, where do you think you'll be 10 years from now? Would you wish to come back here to this area? Do you desire to try something different? What do you think?
I'm always open to trying something new. So I don't specifically have to come back to like Anita, Iowa, but like I'd like to stay in like the Southwest Iowa region or maybe anywhere in Iowa. But I guess I like to see myself somewhere within the ag field.
Okay, very good. Well, let's give those eighth graders some advice. You guys had a really wacky 4 years. It kind of got cut off in the middle there with the pandemic, and it was anything but normal. But what advice would you give the eighth graders now that you've had a chance to experience 4 years of high school?
My advice for incoming freshmen, number one, I feel like everybody says this, but don't be afraid to try new things. Like that for sure was a huge thing. Don't overwhelm yourself at first. I also learned that, but just be open to change.
Okay, very good, Paige. Thank you very much. Now, Paige is also interning with us at KJAN this year. So as part of the learning experience, I am out of here. I'm going to hand it over to Paige, and I'm going to let her finish off the rest of these interviews. Good luck.
Alrighty, thank you. So the next person to be interviewed is?
My name is Lane Speaker.
And Lane, who are your parents?
I am the son of Beth and David Speaker, and I also have one brother named Chase Speaker, who is a freshman this year.
Alrighty, so talk about like how your involvement in high school, like extracurricular-wise.
Pretty much my whole high school career, I've kept myself busy with sports, and I've played a little part in the Camden speech and debate team, and besides that, I'm a member of the National Honor Society, but like I said, a lot of my time in high school has been spent playing sports, and that's pretty much I've kept myself busy the past 4 years.
And speaking of like extracurricular, like classes-wise, like what are some classes that you enjoyed as well?
Throughout high school, I pretty much liked all the classes that did a lot with science and the human body and stuff like that. You know, that's where I see myself studying in the future, is stuff that goes along with the human body and anatomy and stuff like that. But besides our typical high school classes, I really enjoy doing a lot of online courses through Iowa Western. Like right now, I'm currently in an intro to sports medicine class, and I really like learning about the human body and the injuries of it.
So did the classes that you've taken in high school have an impact on what you want to do in the future and where you want to go to college?
Coming into high school, I kind of knew I wanted to go do something medical after. So coming into high school, I took anatomy and physiology and a few other medical and science courses, and I still like those, and so I plan on going to college and continuing that path.
So talking about college, where are you going to college this fall, if you are?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Iowa Western Community College, and there I'm pretty much going there just so I can play baseball, but while I'm out there, I'll be getting my degree in general studies, and the reason I'll be getting into general studies is because four-year universities like you taking courses there rather than at a community college. So like if I was going to get a chemistry major while at Iowa Western, I'd end up having to take all those courses again at a four-year university.
So you also talk about four-year university. Do you have plans to enter the transfer portal after Iowa Western?
Yeah, hopefully after 1 or 2 years, I can eventually go to a four-year university. I have no idea where I'll be going. You know, Creighton would be like a good choice. I've always told myself I want to go down to Texas and attend TCU, but who knows where I'll go. And after that, hopefully I can make it to med school too.
Alrighty, one more question. So what advice would you have to the incoming freshman next year after your experiences of 4 years at CAM?
Kind of like you said, I would say don't be afraid to try new things. But one thing that I've noticed a lot is a lot of the incoming freshmen, they don't, I mean, obviously they aren't going to mature right away, but I think a lot of them just need to pay attention and listen more than screw around. And I think throughout their first year, they'll catch on to that.
Alrighty, thank you, Lane. And our next interviewee is?
My name is Ellie Peters.
And Ellie, who are your parents?
My parents are Allison Peters and Bruce and Marie Peters.
Okay, Ellie, so knowing you, you've been a very involved person the last 4 years of high school. Do you want to describe what your involvement has looked like here at CAM?
I've been involved in FFA, speech and debate, cheerleading.
You also stay busy with classes. Do you do any internships or take any college classes or any favorite classes that you've had?
I do not do any internships, but I have had the opportunity to take some college classes, which will be nice to not have to pay for those later in life. My favorite class right now is definitely Spanish 4. I love the environment there, and it's really fun to learn about different languages and different cultures.
What college classes have you taken?
I've taken public speaking, psychology, sociology, Comp 1 and Comp 2, and right now I'm taking Introduction to Ethics, which I think is a really interesting class.
Awesome. So if you are going to college next year, what are your plans?
I plan to attend University of South Dakota.
So on the topic of helping people, one last question that everybody gets. What advice do you have to the incoming freshmen next year in any school setting?
I would tell them to get involved in activities and try something new, because I was definitely scared to join speech and I ended up really liking it and it pushed me out of my comfort zone.
Alrighty, thank you, Ellie. And the last person wrapping this up today is?
Ian Stephenson.
Ian, and who are your parents?
Aaron and Eric Stephenson.
Alrighty, so the last 4 years of high school, have you stayed pretty busy?
Yes, I've been involved in FFA, speech and debate, digital media, and student council.
What has been your favorite like extracurricular activity or organization that you've been a part of?
FFA. It has pushed me out of my comfort zone and has a lot of great opportunities.
Alrighty. So thinking of like opportunities, have you gotten the chance to do like an internship, work release, or college class that you really enjoy?
This year I've been involved in the work release program or whatever it is here. I've been working at the nursing home in Anita as a CNA.
So just personally from knowing you, do you think that's also going to have a huge impact on what you want to do in the future or where you want to go to college?
Yes, I plan on getting my nursing degree at DMAC this fall.
And what do you want to do with that? Do you want to go higher up on the nursing rank or just be done with that?
I think I'll go on further and get my healthcare administration degree.
Awesome. So looking back into high school, like any of the classes that you've taken in particular help you push for something in the healthcare field?
I'm not sure, but I know I've taken a lot of college classes that will help me. I've taken medical terminology and the CNA course, of course.
All right, just to wrap things up, just like everyone else, what advice would you have to the incoming freshmen this fall?
Try something new.
All righty, thank you guys.